This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To start your day or enjoy some time during the day, even though not everything that we talk about here on Good Day is a happy, it's not all happy talk. There are happy stories, good stories, pleasant stories, friendly stories, fun stories, and then there are what some people call the reality of the day. I don't like to make all this negative stuff a reality. It is a reality, but it doesn't have to be the only reality, right, Jay? You agree 100%. No doubt.
No doubt. At least 99%.
What? Okay, good. All right, what are you experiencing today? What do you leave people thinking about you after an encounter with somebody, whether it's a fresh encounter with somebody new or somebody that you know you've met before, you have a relationship with? Each time you're with that person, you leave them thinking something about you. What do you want them to think about you? You want them to think that you're a swell person, smart person, healthy person. What is there about you that you want people to think? I think people say, I don't care what other people think. I think that's nonsense. I think everybody cares. Don't you think?
Cares to a point, even if it's in the sense of they want someone to dislike them. That's still caring. But I always like the statement of care less about what people think of you and more about how you made them feel. Where they think, hey, I had a lot of fun with that person, or I feel good when I'm with this person.
Yeah. There you go. I like that, too. So that what you're leaving people, and I'll give you an example. The reason I'm thinking about it is because of an incident that occurred to me over the weekend. I went to my niece's house for a birthday party for her daughter. And I come in late and I leave early because I got to go feed the cows. I got to do something. But I went because I like my niece and I like my, what do you call the daughter of your niece? Your niece-ette?
Grandniece.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, she had all of her friends over, and I went over, as it happened, because I was doing farm work. I drove over to the house in my pickup truck, which is a large kind of, it has a utility body on the back of it, and you know, I have big mirrors on the side, but I can't really see. If you're right behind me, with the old thing, you can see, if you can read this sign, you're too close to me. Well, that's kind of the mantra for this truck. So anyway, I go in, we have an hour or so of kibitzing and having fun, and then I get out, and Daisy's in the truck, and I got to leave to go take care of some animals. So I get in the truck, and I put it in reverse, and crunch, crunch, crunch. So I looked in the mirror, and there's nothing there. But I know I felt something. So I got out of the truck, and I went around the back, and there's this little car, this little mini sub-thinking, the car probably didn't weigh 2,000 pounds, and it's very... the narrow, just, it's a small little car, and I couldn't see it. So I hit the bumper, and I have a protruding thing for those of you who carry boats or various things around. You know what I'm talking about, a hitch on the back of the truck. I use it for my cattle trailer. Mm-hmm. So I back into the car and break the bumper and fix, make the lock on the latch for the hood doesn't work right, blah, blah, blah. All right, so it doesn't look like it's much damage. And I said to my niece, okay, so we'll figure out what it is. So the next day she called me. She said, Uncle Dougie, the damage is $2,000. And I said, huh? What? How do you mean $2,000? She said, oh, yeah, the father has an estimate and it's $2,000. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not too anxious to pay $2,000 for something that may have been my fault to a point. But the fact that this young lady parked as close as she did to me, there's something in that that sort of sticks in my craw. Anyway, we go back and forth for a day or so, and I talk to the father. He's a nice guy. The daughter's sweet, all that stuff. And so I still haven't really decided in my heart of hearts or my mind of minds that I want to pay for this damage, because I think, you know, body shops are notoriously guilty of screwing their clients.
But if you were the one that hit her and you have insurance on it, wouldn't you be the one to want to go get the estimate? Wouldn't your insurance company want to go get the estimate?
They would have if I had. I have a high deductible, so it doesn't make any difference. For $2,000, I'm responsible. I carry very high deductibles on all my insurance policies because I bet on myself rather than the insurance company.
But still,
I
don't the point want is, you go get the you.
Yeah, I would have gone. Yes. But given my schedule and what I have to do, I did make arrangements for her to bring the car to a place, and then the father called me and said, "Well, she's in school, and I'm busy, and I don't have time to bring it." Blah 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 blah. So I said, "Okay, I'll get back to you." So anyway, long story short, my niece calls me up and says, "Uncle Dougie, I'm very disappointed in you." I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm very disappointed. I think you should pay for it, blah, blah, blah." And, yeah, I did run into her. And, yes, in the literal sense, I'm responsible because I backed into her car. Whether she bears responsibility for where she parked or how she parked is a different question. So, anyway, I said to the father, we kept talking about it, and I was busy doing other stuff, and so I finally said, "You know what? Just bring it and get it fixed, and I'll pay for it. But I will tell you, the only reason that I'm paying for it," and I said it nicely, and the guy understood what I said, "Your daughter bears some responsibility here," and he didn't disagree with me. She needs to know that that's not the intelligent way. You don't park. If you're on along the roadway and you stop at a parking meter, you know how tight some of those spaces are sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put yourself into a position where you've parked on top of the car in front of you so that there's no room to get out unless the guy pushes against your bumper or something. And because the bumpers today are so crappy, there's no strength to them. There's no tensile strength. It's just plastic. They break, and I think cars are designed that way so that the customer has to pay outrageous fees. Whenever you go to a body shop, you can't believe what it costs to get these things fixed. And that's why the insurance rates are as crazy as they are. All right, so anyway, the end of the story is...
All I'm thinking of is, for somebody who spent so much time in L.A., do you not park at meters or parallel park or anything? Because a lot of times,
the
only parking spot that's available.
Absolutely. Do it all the time.
Right up or, yeah. Or
but I don't put myself in a position.
If you have the space and then you go in somewhere and you come back out and
back out
another
and
car parking
and you're boxed in
near you. Yeah.
Happens all the time.
You have to do like a 50-point turn just to get out. But you can still do it. Inch, move along without hitting the car behind you.
Oh, yeah. You can. Right. So, at any rate, the bottom line here is that I agreed. I said to the guy, "Look, I don't have time to chase around. You don't have time. I'll just pay it." But the reason I'm paying it, so that you know, and somebody's going to say, "Oh, you jerk, Stefan." The only reason I agreed to pay it was because I want to keep peace in the family. Other than that, I would probably not have paid it, or I'd have said to him, "Here's $1,000, and you pay the rest of it." But I didn't, because I didn't want to get my... I love my niece dearly, and I just don't want to get into it with her. So I said to her.
And the grannies,
Yeah, so last year her daughter got married on the farm, and she's my family. I didn't charge her anything. So I said to her, "The next time one of your daughters gets married, guess how much it's going to cost you?" she laughs. She goes, "There you go." Anyway. So gifts of experience, much as anything else. Here's something from the, as long as we're into the Boston area, talking about me and what's going on here. A man was arrested at Logan International Airport because he had a what they call a vampire straw in his bag. So I said to James when I first saw this, "What the heck is a vampire?" I think I said it to you too, Jay.
Yeah.
What the heck is a vampire straw?
I've never heard these called that before.
Uh-uh.
I had to go. I know exactly what the straw is. I've used these straws before, but I have never heard it called a vampire straw.
Yeah, neither have I. Yeah.
Really? Huh.
It's sharp on one side. It's a straw. It's just sharp on one side so that a lot of grab-and-go drinks, or like James was saying to us off air, if you go get bubble tea, where it's a plastic thing on top, you have to stab it through, the straw through. And it's a little bit thicker, or a little bit bigger, I should say, because if you're drinking bubble tea, you have those tapioca pearls, or if you're drinking a thick milkshake or something. But this person had a reusable one, a metal one, and packed it in the carry-on, probably not even thinking.
Well, but why did
reusable straw?
Why did he hide it inside another straw? That's what got everybody worked up. He hid it inside another straw.
Okay, so then this person knew what they were doing.
Yes.
They were trying to sneak it through.
Yes, correct. That is the yes. So then what do you do?
Do people use these as self-defense in a way, too? I mean, I could definitely see how it could pass as a shame.
There was one time when you couldn't bring a metal pen on a plane because that could be used and has been used, stick it in somebody's carotid artery and, you know, see you later.
Well, do you remember those, the metal nail files that were in the shape of a knife, even though there was no sharp edge? I remember when you couldn't bring those
on. Bring those on the plane. So here's another one. A female traveler was arrested after attacking three TSA agents at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. This is crazy stuff. The traveler attacked the staff, causing the checkpoint to... Can you imagine? They closed everything down. So because of this crazy woman, the police came in, they arrested her, but then there's the investigation, and nobody can go anywhere in the traffic. It was madness there. And so the TSA said that this was an unprovoked and brazen physical attack against our employees. We are grateful for the committed workforce, blah, 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 blah. But nobody still has figured out what this woman was crazy, going nuts about. Whether she was told that she couldn't bring something on. That was not clear in this whole affair. 19 years old, booked on... whatever they book you on when you do stuff like this, the penalties are $13,000 for threatening a TSA agent with verbal or physical abuse. Now, I can just imagine what was going on because you see it happen all the time. You just shut up and you go through. That's it. Leave well enough alone. 18 passed on Good Day.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's social media time. What are we following here? Jay is doing a good job as, well, better than good, a wonderful job posting things. We keep asking, there are more comments that are coming to our website, to our social media site, Facebook and Instagram. You know, it's Good Day Radio Show, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So to the announcement that Joe Biden is running for president, this is something that was added in yesterday. I think Trump alluded to the fact that he wasn't going to participate in primary debates. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Joe Biden has said the same. The Democratic National Committee has said there won't be any primary debates for the Democrats. So that was alluded to by one of our listeners. Did you know that? I didn't know that there weren't. Oh, I mean, I think that most of these debates are a waste of time anyway, because you don't really learn anything from these debates, yeah. Right? Do you?
Well, and it's also kind of difficult, I would think, to be the sitting president where you're mm-hmm. still trying to do the job, but then you kind of put the job itself on a back burner to be allowed or permitted to continue doing the job for another 4 years. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. All right. Jim says this is intriguing. All right. What is intriguing? One of the comments from another listener, it would be interesting to see if the Democratic Party denies him the nomination for a second term. It's only happened once in American history. Franklin Pierce, who was the 14th president elected as a Democrat in 1852, he didn't make it because the party didn't support him.
Mm-hmm.
So do we see that happening? Probably not.
I don't know, yeah. Right. I like Terry. She just says, may God help the USA.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kennedy would be so much better for the Democrats than either Trump or DeSantis, and I agree with that comment, frankly, 100%. Here's John Nielsen, who says it would be a sad day if the Democratic candidate is Biden and the Republican candidate is Trump. Yep, I agree with you on that one, John, mm-hmm. as well. And let's see here. I don't know. That's enough on that. We should probably chase around a couple of other things that have come, because there are a lot of people are very motivated to respond to things that are political in nature. Yeah, we get it. I understand.
Yeah, but things that make them feel something strongly one way or another.
Right, but that doesn't mean that that's the only thing that we should be talking about, frankly. Don't forget our Good Day Download, the podcast. You can get it on Apple or Spreaker or iHeart, Spotify, TuneIn. The most recent one is a focus on Ford's attack on AM radio. Certainly the discussion we had on the air about Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon leaving their respective networks. We talked about Paula Abdul and the secret behind her youthful appearance. Morgan Freeman focus on Black History Month and African-American terms. We discussed that as well. Then we have Dr. Jack Stockwell on this Good Day Download. He joins us to discuss why we tend to lose height as we get older, and a discussion about tinnitus in our ears. Helpful information there. You also can check out Jack on his podcast, the Good Day Health podcast, his full hour. And Ken as well, Ken Kronos, both of the doctors have their own podcast, 1 hour every weekend, and during the week you can get it on demand whenever you want to. This is my idea of helping people. I think that we are of service here, and that's why we encourage you to share your thoughts with us on our social media. It's why the content of the program is varied, and it's why we bring in other people who are experts on things. For example, also Maria Trilogy is in the podcast, one of the podcasts this week, one of the downloads, focusing on the fact that Mercury is in retrograde and what that means to all of us. So check it out. Good day. You can find there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new poll released today shows a majority of Americans don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. The Reuters Ipsos poll found that 45% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again, compared to 34% of Republicans who say the same about Trump. The poll coming out the same day, Biden released a video formally announcing that he is running in 2024.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights.
The president's already said Vice President Kamala Harris will be his running mate. Scientists in Oklahoma think they found a link between diet and autoimmune disease. The researchers say it could be key in preventing multiple sclerosis. The research found that a high-fat, low-carb, and fiber-enriched diet prevented the onset of MS symptoms in mice. John Schaefer, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon.
Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
These are the big stories of the day. Using our judgment. Jay Kirshner has good judgment. Doug Steffen, hopefully I have, after all these years maturing on the radio, I have fairly good judgment as to what will pique people's interests. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is in the world of the top ten. Sometimes it is not, because all of us are affected differently by different things. And when you look back on the day or the week or the month or the year, and you would have a conversation, okay, what was the most important thing that happened to you? What are your fondest memories of the last 24 hours of the last week, the last month of the last year, or your life? In fact, are most of you going to talk about who was president of the United States? I doubt it. I doubt that that would be among, you might have, if you're really excited about somebody, a candidate, like I have friends locally here, city council, the mayor, and I am very excited for them. as they do their job. And when they won, it was a big thing. But it doesn't, it's not a preoccupation. I just wonder about all these folks that spend all of their time listening on the radio to some of these guys or the television, the occupation. Some people have, I've gone into places, people I know, Fox News is on 24 hours a day. What? Why? What do you, what is, what are you getting out of that?
Well, I don't think that very many people are watching for the show 24 hours. Yeah,
yeah,
but everybody has different schedules,
background,
different lives, different career times where you just, you go watch when you can watch. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night, early hours in the morning, daytime.
Yeah. Daytime, nighttime, in here and there and everywhere.
Time.
Yes, right, exactly. So tell me what you think of this, Jay, please, and others as well. Connect to us on social media at Good Day Radio Show or on Twitter. It's Good Day On Air. There is a senator from Alabama named Tommy Tuberville who has drawn criticism this week from, of course, the Democrats because he's holding up military promotions. He's the chairman of the subcommittee that looks at promotions in the military, the Pentagon, and, you know, the Navy, the Army, the whole thing. So he says that he's holding up these promotions, 184 of them, because he's protesting the Pentagon's abortion policies. Can you believe it? He's holding up people being promoted to a major or to a general or whatever it is because he doesn't like, here we are back into that Roe v. Wade or you tell me what I can do with my body stuff. This is incredible that these people can, and what does he really believe? Is this politics? What does he really down in his heart believe what he's
and the two
espousing?
Are related in any way, shape, or form.
No, of course they are. It's ridiculous.
Talking about him, is he going to throw his name in the hat for president at some point?
Ah, there we go. Yep. Right. You can join Joe Biden. we got, as much as I stay away from this stuff, the biggest reason that Democrats are nervous about Biden's age is because of Biden's age. They say that may affect or that does or doesn't affect his ability. Then I listen, somebody's pretty close to that age doesn't affect my ability to do my job. I'm pretty much, unless somebody tells me differently, I don't think that I'm living under a false pretense and thinking that some of the stuff I am doing about as I actually look back. I was just, I can do this for myself. What I said about looking back on your week, your year, your life. I've had a fabulous radio career and are still having one. As a matter of fact, I think some of the radio work I do now is among the best that I've ever done in my life. Part of it is being with Jay. Part of it is having things around that are fabulously interesting to talk about. But then that's always been the case. There are always fabulous things to talk about. But there are, when you go back to the Biden thing, I can remember how people used to talk about, Franklin Roosevelt faced it when he was running. Ronald Reagan, as his mental capacity slipped, there were a lot of people who said, you know, he's too old, he shouldn't be doing this. What happens if there's some kind of emergency? How's he going to react? Is he going to really be president, or was it Mrs. Reagan who was president? And would it be Mrs. Biden if Joe slips on a banana peel? Or would it be Melania Trump if Donald Trump has a heart attack? Did you see how fat he's gotten? I saw a picture of him yesterday, Trump. He's getting really fat.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Look at him when he's wearing a sports shirt on the golf course or something. Anyway, well, the reason I'm bringing it up is that, you know, these people, as you move along, are more susceptible, or are they? Is everybody susceptible to some of these things? You know, there are a lot of people who look at Biden as being a big gaffe machine. He doesn't do well in public oftentimes.
Not a great public speaker. Well,
no.
It also goes to show that take more time to recognize running mates, too, with vice presidents, because a lot of people liked Joe Biden as Obama's vice president.
Yeah, he was great. Liked him. Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of those same people do not care for him as president, and that goes to show that a lot of times the running mate can be the downfall of the presidential candidate, too, because if something were to happen and then the VP goes into office...
Oh, can you imagine Kamala Harris as president?
No.
Ah!
Oh, goodness, no.
Ah,
please, God, no.
Good God, no. Right. So, anyway, then there are these people who say, oh, he never gives any interviews, and that means he's mentally incapacitated. Eh, I'm not sure that I agree with that.
Yeah, some people just aren't
his style.
Speaking.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But is he doing the job? That's the crux of my problem with him is that there's nothing getting done. Mm-hmm. That he's falling over himself with a lot of politically correct nonsense. And the best example of that is what's going on the border. The uncontrolled seepage into our country from these millions of people that have no business being let into this country on whatever pretense they've got. You're trying to help them, blah, 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 blah. No, mm-hmm. It doesn't help the American public to let everybody in willy-nilly. So anyway, I'm cranked about that to a point. Certainly happy that there's so much so much distraction still with Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. Yep, see you later. This is interesting. They've both been fired, and they both are seeking recourse against their employer, and they've hired the same lawyer to represent them. The same guy is going to go after Fox for Tucker Carlson as going after CNN for Don Lemon. So you can be sure that'll be messy. Messy, messy, messy. Anheuser-Busch, the beer company, put a couple of executives on leave after the whole business of the Bud Light thing. They got everybody into the hoo-hoo. What was the name of that guy who did that, the transgender promoter
The woman, Dylan...
Dylan.
McVeigh,
right.
Mulaney.
So the people who made that decision at Anheuser-Busch were fired. Because I guess you can't make decisions like that. You can't make mistakes. No more. You're not... It just doesn't work. Right? Okay. See you later. You got to give people a chance. I don't know. I wouldn't have seen a commercial by somebody who was trans selling Bud Light. That wouldn't prompt me to go buy a Bud Light. But then I'm not everybody. It's probably going to.
I was going to say, no matter who it was prompting you to buy a Bud Light, would not prompt you to buy a Bud Light.
No, because I don't drink.
You don't drink. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I saw this on Twitter originally, and the volume wasn't on or anything. I was just kind of scrolling through, and this was the first time I saw it. I am not even kidding. I thought it was a Real Housewife doing something about something. And I was like, okay, really? Real Housewife is drinking Bud Light. Is that trying to show she's like just like normal people or like all of those things? I had no idea what the uproar or anything was even about. Until reading things in articles, and I see a picture, a screenshot, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's the Real Housewife I just saw. Had no idea I wasn't even a Real Housewife.
So, again, impact. All right, while we're in this department, the person, we've got some people in the news here, other names in the news, a high school senior named B. Hayes at the Nashville Christian School. She wanted to go to the prom, but she couldn't because she was wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, right? Senior prom. Lots of people online are sharing this on Instagram. What is she?
They don't necessarily say anything. They just refer to B as they and non-binary pronouns. But the thing is B was permitted to wear a suit to last year's prom. There was no issue. For some reason this year, it became an issue.
What's the issue?
And there were also boys during this year's prom who at one point took their shirts off and were just entirely shirtless inside the prom. That seemed to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of parents, not just B's parents, but a lot of the student parents are saying that the school handled things improperly. They definitely singled B out. And there's been a lot of people coming forward for her. There's a GoFundMe that raised nearly $20,000. People are jumping at the opportunity to host a prom, an additional prom for B and 20 of their friends.
So what's the lesson here? What do we take away from this? Is there a single thing? Or you point out the inconsistency.
Rules across the board. Yeah, the inconsistency.
Right.
If you're going to have rules, have
And why was it okay last year and it's not okay this year?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That would be something that I would want to...
And what is wrong with a pantsuit?
Well, women wear pantsuits all the time. Hillary Clinton always wears pantsuits.
Even if we're going to go to the binary female-woman route, women wear pantsuits all the time. What's the problem?
Uh-huh.
If a woman wants to show up to a red carpet event or a gala or a prom in a pantsuit, in a suit, in a tuxedo themselves, what's the problem?
I have no problem with it. Now, let's see here. Another name in the news today is Tara Davis Woodhull, who had her indoor national title taken away from her because she tested positive for THC. They had a cannabis test. This is the compound that's found, obviously, in marijuana. Why is this drug, from this has come a discussion of why this is still on the banned list, with it being as prominent. This is one of those questions, to go back to what we just said, why is it okay today and it wasn't okay before? Mm-hmm. Or why isn't it okay now when it was okay before? So this is a case of why is it... Is it okay for people to be smoking this medically, or it's legal in 26 states, so why is this going
to... And that's not a drug that's going to improve your sport, like your athletics. It's,
It'll slow you down at anything, right? I think it just kind of slows you down. Everything becomes cool and calm and smooth. 48 past the hour.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property.
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? Oh, and three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at WagNSave.com. That's WagNSave.com. Wagon Save offers fast 2-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at WagonSave.com. That's WagNSave.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Barkity bark, and the hummity hum of all of our friends from the world of pet. What is it? Petdom? Could it be petdom? We could call it petdom.
Like kingdom, but petdom. And,
yeah, right. Yeah,
I
the animal
down
kingdom.
Behind that.
Yeah. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, without Warren Eckstein. This is the first time in years I can remember when Warren wasn't here. He always is here, but he's having some tests done this morning, and so he's asked me to bring you up to date on some of the things that are affecting your fine furry friends. The fact that today is International Guide Dog Day gives us the opportunity, Jay, to talk about how your dog socially interacts, right? And what does the guide dog provide for the people that need the guide dog? Guide dogs help mostly people who don't have sight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they're also being used a lot for people who psychologically need support.
Although, yeah, those would be the emotional support animals. There
right.
are the companions. There are, what are the dogs who a lot of people have, what is it, epilepsy or seizures? And the dogs know what's going to happen before it happens
happen.
And what to do when it is happening, help to get their person, their human on their side.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that is, when you, on the surface of this, this really seems really horrible. And I think when you dig down into it, it's still horrible. Woman from Ohio sentenced to 2 years in prison after ordering her dogs to attack a group of small children leaving a 6-year-old girl seriously injured. She was handed, this lady, her name was Cassie Theriault, handed down the sentence after pleading guilty to child endangerment as part of an agreement with prosecutors in connection with these attacks.
Isn't that absurd?
My God, what is the matter with these people? She didn't like that these children were playing, on her lawn or next to her lawn. She lived in a duplex, and they shared the backyard, so she sicks her dog on a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
What is the matter with you?
Small children. The small children are really a threat to you.
Right, exactly. Good thing she didn't have a gun, I guess, under the circumstances, what's going on places today. All right, here's the story from Connecticut this week. A woman who's 74 years of age was attacked by a black bear. This is this time of year. I was talking to one of my friends, a farmer from Connecticut, at an auction last weekend. This is becoming more and more prevalent. This was in Avon, Connecticut. The bear approached her and bit her. Well, the bears are being pushed out of their natural habitat, so they come around. They don't know, it's not their fault that the house was built on a place where they used to live.
Mm-hmm.
So, this woman was not seriously hurt. But the reason I bring it up is because more and more and more there are these incidents of bears and coyotes and other animals that have had free range over the land. Now, not so much because, the encroaching developments here, there, and everywhere.
And they kind of look at it as still a little bit of their territory. That's their homes, too. But is mace, carrying mace, enough to deter a bear or a coyote or anything?
Not usually. No, I don't know. So. Not usually, no. Uh-oh. Nope. May slow him down a little bit, but I'm going to stop him. Here is the story of a feral cat killing competition. Organizers, now I have nothing, there's nothing good about a feral cat. You need to somehow get rid of them. But to send children out, well, there was a backlash of the organizers. This is an annual event. But this year, the organizers were criticized. There was a new category for youngsters 14 mm-hmm. and under, and that was to hunt feral cats. They're a pest. They're risky. They'll kill other pets. They'll kill. They're just not good. But what are you teaching a child?
Right. This is how most serial killers start, by killing and mutilating animals. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely not. So this happened in New Zealand. Unfortunately, it was canceled because of backlash.
Yeah. Right. There's a study out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus was talking about this, and I thought it was worth repeating here, Jay. The people who are trying to quit smoking, if you have a pet, and this is in the Journal of Medical Research, the focus on your pet and how you get along with your pet, how much time you spend with your pet, there are new psychological studies that suggest that if you have a really strong relationship with your pet, and you're thinking about quitting smoking, one of the things people think about is now they're being taught to think about the impact of secondhand smoke on your pet.
Good.
And nobody wants to hurt their pet, so okay, I'm going to quit smoking because I don't want to hurt my pet. So there it is. Whatever it is, whatever it takes, you should do it for sure. All right, I think that's... I'm not Warren Eckstein. I don't play them on the radio, but there are some interesting tips, hopefully, and info on pets around the world. Good day, 59.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.